Bridget in Trinity Beach, what was your croc encounter?
We were at Plum Cove a couple of years ago now and sitting down just having an ice cream with the boys.
Yep.
And with my children. And we were just looking out at the ocean, just having a general chit-chat. And next minute I seen this thing bobbing up and down in the water, like I sort of didn't pay much attention. And then I kept on seeing it. And I said to my children, I said, is that a crocodile? And my eldest boy went, oh, S-word.
Yes.
Yes, it is. And I went, oh, my God. And he sort of, there was two lots of people swimming. There was people swimming further up where the crocodile was heading.
Yeah.
And I said to my children, I said, oh, my God. I said, get those people out of the water because that's the way he's heading. And he was a big boy. And anyway, my children ran down. They got the children and people out of the water and they closed down the beach that day.
Sometimes, like you said, you kind of look out and go, is that a croc? Because how many times do you do that and it's a stick or
it's a
something?
Logodile.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. And it's like, oh, no, this time it is a croc.
Yeah. And it's fascinating but scary at the same time. Like, it's exciting and exhilarating and petrifying. James in Smithy, what about you, mate? Croc encounters in the wild. What happened?
Oh, this story is about my dad, probably around in the 1960s.
Yep.
So my dad was a bit of a recreational fisherman, but if they ever came across a croc, they'd take advantage of it, you know, they'd shoot it because they used to get money for the skins.
Yep. Right. Back when it was legal, yep.
Yep. So one night they were out at a place called Barrett's Lagoon, which is just south of Tully.
Okay.
And they had some nets in the water, which was illegal at the time.
Right.
They were catching some barra. And they took the boat out and they found the net. And when they tried to pull it in, it was like very heavy. So they thought they'd snagged the net on a log or something. And so they kept pulling and pulling and finally it gave way. And they pulled the net up and suddenly there was like a croc head about 70 centimetres wide.
Oh, wow.
So it would have been about 5 metre croc.
Yeah, right.
And so they were looking at it and his eyes were still sparkly. So they thought, well, he must have just died because he wasn't moving.
Yep.
And they were like tapping him on the nose with the oar and he just didn't move. So they assumed he was dead. So tried to pull him into the boat. He was too heavy, into a little tinny. So they made a plan the time they'd come back the next morning and they'd find the croc again and then pull him out and then skin him and make some money.
Yep.
So they turned up in the morning with Aqualung and my dad jumped in the water and it was about 5 metres deep. He reckons that as soon as he went maybe a foot down in the water, the water was so muddy, it was dark, he couldn't see.
I was going to ask that. So I imagine visibility would have been pathetic.
No, there was none. It was just a very, very muddy water.
Yep.
So he found the end of the net and he reckons he was just walking along the bottom of the lagoon, blindly just pulling the net until he came to the part where the croc was supposed to be. And when he got to the end of the net, croc wasn't there. So it was still alive and it was floating around the lagoon somewhere.
Wow.
And when he turned around to get back in the boat, he went chest first into a submerged log and he apparently scared the crap out of him. And the mates are in the boat, reckon they've never seen anyone jump out of the water into a boat so far.
He would have walked on water then.
The panic, I reckon, that would have struck me as you get to the end of that net and go, he's not here.
Yep.
Where is he? And then turn around and bump into a log. It'd be like, it's like when you step on something in the ocean.
I was just going to say, the panic of seaweed that brushes your foot in the water, you fly up in the air and then walk on water.
I'm not surprised. Lucky they couldn't drag it into the boat at the time when it was too heavy.